come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this absolutely terrific Thursday, June 13th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, greatly appreciate that. We've got a great one lined up for you today. Lots of information happening down in Lansing. Wrapping up the session for this week, standing strong, still holding out, my state representative, John Roth, him and the Democrat, Weglia from Garden City, not going to vote for the SARS package, the SOAR package, excuse me, Strategic Outreach Attraction Reserve Fund that was supposed to die, go away next year. Well, the Democrats want to throw $500 million per year for the next 10 years into this fund. But it doesn't look like it's going to pass right now. They're still pushing, pressing, twisting arms, trying to get Weglia, the Democrat, and John Roth to flip on it. So we need to stand strong and make sure that they understand that we truly appreciate them saying no. This has been a colossal, bad program. It needs to die and go away. So this is where we're at on that one. We're going to keep monitoring it. We'll let you know how it goes. I guess it was a great meeting up at the Emmett Responsible Government Northern Lights Recreation Center last night. I got late notification from Izzy Lyman that we were not going to be allowed to ask any questions of the candidates. Now, I was coming primarily as a news reporter for this show. I wanted to ask questions so I could report to you after vetting the two sheriff candidates running for Emmett County Sheriff some tough questions. But that wasn't the way they had it set up. And they informed me late, I think it was roughly about 4:35 o'clock, that we would not be allowed to ask any questions. Well, I don't go to any venue or event where I don't get to ask questions. I'm not there as a guest. I'm not there as a private citizen. I'm in Michigan news and Michigan politics, especially locally. It's what I do. When I go to an event, you have to understand that if Chuck or Randy shows up, questions will be asked. and I'm not going to stand down, and I'm not going to be quiet, and I'm not going to shut up. I'm going to ask the questions because you need to know who to vote for. Well, as of right now, I don't know the two candidates running for sheriff in Emmett County. The current sheriff's retiring. He's not running for re-election. He's gone. Who are the two guys running? I don't know. I don't even know their names. I know nothing about them. And don't bother texting me. I don't care. If it's not that important to ERG, Emmett Responsible Government, to know who the candidates are and to ask them some tough questions to get them on the record, then I'm not interested. I'm not going to waste my time. We're moving on. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalver for state rep.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
There's a hardening rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. There is a House Appropriation Committee chairwoman, Angela Whitwer. She's a communist Democrat from Lansing. She told reporters yesterday that she isn't commenting on the 10-year, now $600 million per year, Strategic Outreach and Attraction Fund proposal until the final version has been reviewed. And exactly the final version of the bills that will be voted on. After yesterday's Appropriations Committee hearing, Whitwer said she assumes changes will be made to what is being called in Lansing SOAR 2.0. which includes annual dedicated taxpayer dollar funding to go to public transportation, housing, and placemaking, quote unquote. Nobody has been able to explain to me fully what placemaking is. I've asked, I've texted, no answers. They're also including money for, quote unquote, transformative projects. What the hell is that? Transformative projects. She said she'll read the final version of the bills when they're ready to be voted on, and not until then. Wait a minute, Angela. You're the chair of appropriations in the House. You're not going to even be involved in the writing or structuring of the final bills? Okay, somebody else does the work, then they bring it to her because she's the chair and she reviews it. Okay. Well, the House leadership, Speaker Joe Tate, and the governor's office has wanted SOAR 2.0 to be tied in to this fiscal year budget, fiscal year 2025 discussions. Well, MERS News Service has learned that there's disagreements within the Democratic caucus about funding the $6 billion spread out for 10 future annual budgets. Meanwhile, the Republican caucus isn't inclined to support the House budget. They're not going to vote for it. Good. It's about dang time you start acting like fiscal conservatives. Not only are they not going to support the budget, they are definitely not going to use the $6 billion economic development funding before the 4th of July summer break. Oh, that's interesting. They were supposed to be out the middle of June. Now it's pushed back possibly all the way to 4th of July. Yeah, they'll be out in June. There's no way they're going to stay to 4th of July. Making the situation even more complicated is the behind-the-scenes Republican leadership race. State Representative Tom Kuntz of Clare and State Representative Curtis Vanderwall are making moves to potentially challenge House Minority Leader Matt Hall for the 25-26 term. The theory is anyone interested in appealing to the caucus's more conservative members is less likely to stick their neck out in support of this Democratic administration's spending spree, which the Michigan Strategic Fund Board wants. See, that's a whole nother fund, folks. Strategic Outreach and Attraction Fund is a separate fund from the Michigan Strategic Fund. Then you have Hire. Then you have all these other funds that Governor Gretchen Whitmer has basically set up as laundry money laundering funds. She wants to launder the money to her corporate friends. She wants our taxpayer dollars to go to her corporate friends so they can turn around and donate to the Democrats. That's exactly what this is. Period. End of conversation. Under the guise that they're going to be investing in Michigan. That's what they're claiming to do. Well, the Michigan Public Transit Association, MPTA, which I also think should be completely eliminated, represents more than 60 providers of public transportation services throughout Michigan. They called on the Michigan legislatures to pass this SOAR 2.0 reform package, calling it the largest investment in public transit ever in Michigan. This money will infuse crucial funding for daily operations. substantial opportunities for all transits across the state to invest in transformational projects, said their president, Heidi Wenzel. The Michigan Pipes Trades Association also supported the bills, projecting the bills would create and retain good-paying union jobs throughout the state. Okay, speaking of good, high-paying jobs, let me give you a perfect example of what the Michigan Strategic Fund has already invested in. Invested. Remember that? Invested. One thing you have to understand, this is the terminology they use whenever they want to waste and spend our taxpayer dollars. Let's talk about the $1 billion they've already, quote unquote, invested in EV battery plants. Let's take a look at that real quick. Michigan has spent $1 billion on EV battery plants. So far, it's created less than 200 jobs. 200. $1 billion, $1,000 million. Michigan has spent $1 billion in corporate incentives. Oh, isn't that a nice word? Corporate incentives, and has pledged hundreds of millions more for major electric vehicle and battery projects so far that have created fewer than 200 jobs, according to Bridge Michigan. The payouts are a key plank in Governor Gretchen Whitmer's platform to make Michigan a leader as the automobile industry transitions from combustible engines to EVs. But, and anytime you use that word but in a sentence after you just make a statement, you know what you do? You completely negate what you just said. But as EV sales have underperformed and the industry faces uncertain future, Michigan has few guarantees that the projects will follow through on the job creations that have been promised by the governor and many others. The spending so far that they plan to spend is $1 billion of the $2 billion plus Michigan has pledged since 2 years ago. 2022 is when they started this crap. Who did they give the money to? Ford Motor Company, the Chinese Communist Party Company, Goshen Incorporated, LG Energy Solutions, Our Next Energy Company, all of those for batteries, factories to build batteries, and who, of course? Government Motors. That's right, GM, who owns the Rensen down on the Detroit River, that they're trying to give money to rehab that building for General Motors, and Dan Gilbert, Rocket Mortgage. Well, they've given General Motors money for not only a battery factory, but expansion of EV production. Here's the problem. Nobody's buying the EVs. Fields and fields and fields of brand new EVs are sitting, getting covered in dust. Why? They don't work. They do not work in Michigan. They don't work in most parts of the country. Do you know you have to get south of I-40 on the east-west corridor of our highway system, folks? You have got to get south of Knoxville, Tennessee to make EVs work. Not affordable, to make them work. You know, I looked at the extended forecast this coming Tuesday, Wednesday. We're going to be in the 90s here in northern Michigan. Summer, finally will be here. Well, guess what? Sunshine, hot weather, humidity. Yes, we would finally be able to start fully utilizing EV vehicles in northern Michigan. Folks, it's going into the third week of June. Some of the weather that we've had as late as 2 months ago, EVs wouldn't even hold their charge. Governor Whitmer announced these companies will invest $16 billion of their own money total and will create 12,000 jobs. I can't even do the math that quickly on my calculator. But, she goes on to say, there's that word again, but all the projects are behind schedule. Two have downsized, reducing best case job expectations by only 13%. 2 years after the subsidies have gone out, hiring remains at less than 2% of the promises made by this governor. Should the projects underdeliver or fall apart, new rules could make it harder for Michigan to be able to get our taxpayer money back. The state has paid at least $70 million to buy land for two of the gigafactories, payments that Michigan officials did not explicitly disclose. $70 million to buy land. And these idiots that passed the spending budget appropriation for this don't even have the ability to get our money back when they shut down, which they will. I guarantee without a shadow of a doubt that they are not going to create 12,000 jobs, and they may not even open at all. Why? Because the market is not there. You have to have a market for your product. I don't care how many tax credits you give. I don't care how many rebates you give. People are not going to buy them. The only people I know that buy electric vehicles, and I got to be honest with you, they're millionaires. It's a neat little novelty item that they own. Yeah, I drive a EV. A Tesla, whatever. Well, if you actually start looking at the return on investment, you actually start looking at the cost of tires, the cost of replacing the batteries, the cost of charging the darn things, the fact that you can't even drive them in the winter. You got to be a millionaire to have a toy like that. The average man isn't going to own that. The average woman. These people are pie-in-the-sky dreamers under an agenda policy that is never, ever going to take place in Michigan. But yet we're wasting millions of dollars on it. Man, do we need a new governor. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source.